I'm joined once again by Omar Gayaga. He covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. Welcome back, Omar.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
It was fun listening to that segment. I was imagining how the folks there in the tournament, how they created those little me's, what they probably look like, because you can create them so that you have gray hair and probably even sensible shoes.
It got me thinking about what Nintendo's been doing the last couple of years. They've got this Brain Age series of games that are meant to kind of combat Alzheimer and dementia, kind of keep the brain agile on both the Wii and the portable Nintendo DS system. So Nintendo has definitely kind of been leading the way, at least in the gaming world, of these kind of games marketed toward an older, kind of unexpected audience, and they've really embraced them.
Well, you say it's an unexpected audience. I mean, when we think about new technology, we're usually thinking about all the hipsters who sort of ride the technological wave. But what kinds of things are these companies doing to try to capture this mature audience?
Yeah, exactly. Apart from Nintendo, there's lots of products now being targeted at these older audiences, and a lot of it is just simplifying technology. There's a cell phone now called the Jitterbug, which actually has larger buttons and a larger screen and is meant for this older audience that maybe doesn't want an iPhone or a BlackBerry or something that seems much too complicated to deal with. So we're seeing kind of some technologies being simplified. There's also a printer called Presto that doesn't require a computer. It just hooks up to a phone line, and you can download emails and print photos from relatives. So it would be something where, if you have older relatives who maybe don't want to deal with a computer or laptop, you would set this up for them, and then you'd be able to just send them things, and they would only have to use this one device. This year's CES in January, we definitely saw a lot more of that, of sort of widening the spectrum of who tech products are meant for.
And for us civilians, remind us, what is CES?
The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where a lot of the big tech companies roll out their wares every year. And in January, we definitely saw kind of a move toward more products aimed at younger audiences and products aimed at much older audiences, whereas we normally associate kind of tech products with, 20 and 30-year-olds.
You know, if you have a aging parent who happens to live very far away, are they also finding new ways to update home monitoring or health and safety systems?
Yes, that's been a really big area. I mean, companies like Intel and GE are investing in this, and what's happening is there's a lot of low-cost technology that can be used in these new and innovative ways, like low-cost sensors that can be put into clothing and into carpets to detect when someone has fallen in a home, maybe if they're living by themselves. There's sensors that can help monitor health signs. So we're seeing a lot of that stuff kind of deployed, and when you couple that with wireless technology or with broadband, I mean, we're able to get a lot of that stuff real time. I think that's just going to become more and more widespread, where we have this real time information being fed from people that maybe would not be able to get to a phone or not be able to communicate with a doctor regularly. And there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out of Japan too with robots. There is a device called a hybrid assisted limb, or HAL, if that doesn't sound too scary, that actually helps people get up. It's like a almost like an exosuit that you put on and can help someone get up out of a chair. So a lot of interesting stuff out of Japan, robot companions that would be able to dispense medicines or help with things around the house. So I think companies are seeing definitely a big opportunity, especially as the boomer market continues to age.
Did you say that robot was named HAL? That was the name of the robot in 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Unfortunate naming there, but
or just a coincidence, maybe. I don't know.
Huh. Hybrid assisted limb, I think, sounds a lot nicer. It sounds a little bit more less like it's going to kill you.
Omar, it's always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. And we'll, of course, have links to all of these devices and news stories on the All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech.
That's Omar Gayaga. He covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman and for us at All Tech Considered. Tomorrow, we'll take you to Florida, where computer simulators are being used to help gauge the motor skills of elderly drivers.
Please collide with the vehicles parked to the right.
Go ahead. <It's> accelerate. Close your eyes. There you go.
Oh, my heavens.
That's tomorrow on All Things Considered. This is NPR, National Public Radio.